Hey, thank you very much, Drew. Coach, taking a look at tonight's game. Again, a rematch against the last opponent that you faced. Last opponent that they faced was you. So pretty fresh in the minds of both clubs. What are some of the things that you look to tighten up as you go into tonight's contest?
Well, I mean, we really played well. The first two periods, we had five power plays to their two, and I think the power plays that we got were a reflection of our speed and our quickness, and we drew penalties. And, I think we controlled most of the chances the first two periods. I think we had, like 16 or 18 chances to their 10. And then the third period, we got outskated, and they were able to get some more loose pucks than we did. And I think we ran a little bit out of gas. We were leaking oil a little bit in the third period, and then a D went out, and we just seemed to lose some rhythm there. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're whatever the heck they are, 9-1 or 9-1-1 in their last 11 or some crazy thing, but they're doing well. So they got a lot of confidence. We watched enough video the last couple of days to see what they're doing, what we need to do to be successful. We just got to execute.
You certainly have had some shakeups when it comes to personnel. I wanted to start with Martin Kaut, seeing him get his opportunity to get his first NHL game under his belt earlier this week. What were your thoughts on seeing that final progression of seeing him realize that dream of playing in the NHL, and he does it here this week?
I mean, it's great for him. And I explained this somebody earlier. He's obviously a first round draft pick. There's a lot of faith that he's going to turn into a good player in the NHL by our scouts and by the organization. So the issue becomes timing, right? So he clearly wasn't himself the first 10 games. Then he got hurt, so it's kind of been a bad start to the year for him. And then, his last, whatever it's been, dozen games or so, he's been really visible. And I always say visibility, because when he's playing well, he's skating, he's finishing checks, he's getting to the inside ice in the cycles. He was starting to do that consistently, which is a reflection of his growth and maturity. So from the organization's perspective, these guys that are like first rounders, when they come up, some of them come up and they do really well. Sometimes they play better in the NHL than they do in the AHL. The Yamamoto from Bakersfield got moved up to Edmonton. He's been on a tier. So I'm hopeful that Kauder is able to respond in a similar way, because he's got the size and the length and the sense to be able to contribute there. So once he gets through the baptism, which is, your first couple games, there's a lot of nerves ripping through you. I'm curious to see how he responds.
Well, also, you have Sheldon Dries go up to the Avalanche. TJ Tynan comes back to you, though, and that's a guy that we talked about this a week ago. He said if you circle one player that you hate to lose for any reason, it was probably TJ Tynan, the way that he's been playing this year. What does he instantly allow you to do or do better as he takes the ice here tonight?
Well, I wouldn't underestimate Dries' 20 goals. So we lose the 20 goal scorer, and they were looking for more of a winger to go up there on that fourth line, so they swapped those two out. But TJ brings a unique set of skills. Obviously, his puck possession game is off the charts. I think analytically he's got to be one of the top 10 players in the American League in terms of possession time with the puck, and that usually translates into the power play breakout, where he'll be the drop pass target and he'll enter the zone pretty efficiently. And then on the cycle game, when he gets it, he's really dynamic, and we all want him to shoot more. I think he's got like four goals, for God's sakes. But I mean, the fact that he has all those points is a reflection of his, number one, his possession time, and number two, the efficiency and the ability to create off the pass. So he's going to make that line's going to get reunited with Condra and O'Connor, and that line analytically was dominating the league for the first 20 games or so they were together. So it's good to get those guys back and balance out our three lines.
Finally, you've been in this game for quite a while at the NHL level, the AHL level. What is this time like for players, for coaches, when you just get that sense, whether it's in the NHL or the AHL, there's always that apprehension of it's trade deadline time, and it's kind of in the back of a lot of people's minds. How do you see that players tackle that, and how do you try to make that as easy as possible?
Well, and it's the old adage, you can only control what you can control, right? So, for me, I don't know. I don't hear anything. I'm not tradable, and I don't know what it's like to be tradable. I know players, sometimes you hear the side conversations about woulda, shoulda, couldas, what ifs, and to me, you're just wasting energy, and it's easy for me to say, but ultimately, you have no control over it. And I think that more importantly at this time of the year, it's the pace picks up, okay? Everybody's in a race. It's like a marathon. The first couple miles, people are coming out of the blocks quick because they're excited. There's energy. Guys are trying to fight for positions, status. line mates, all those things conspire to create a really energetic start to a season. And then we always joked in the NHL, like the first 20 is a pretty much a sprint. The middle 40 is kind of like a mixture of sprint, pause, recovery. You know, you get tired. All those things kind of collaborate to make the middle 40 games really hit or miss in terms of a spectator's view of the game. And then the last 20 goes back to a complete sprint. The sprint's got way more energy to it because everybody knows where they are. There's a standings board that's got some finite value to it, so guys are fighting to get into a playoff spot. They could be 6 points out, 2 points out. That dynamic really energizes the last 20 games. I just think it's fun to play in it. Like, whatever trade stuff's going on, whatever deadline stuff's going on, for me, this time of the year, the sprint to the finish line should trump any of that narrative. And I think, you know, I've talked to the guys about that. Whether you're playing a team that's 3 points behind you tonight or you're playing a team that's 8 points behind you in Bakersfield, everybody's feeding off that hope they can get into the playoffs or get, you know, home ice. So that, to me, is the most important dynamic.
Well, that sprint continues here tonight against Ontario. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Eagles head coach Greg Cronin. We'll get it back to you.